Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This that Mack Weldon music.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world, they know, son, they got the underwear, need Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon, so fancy. Gotta put it on, then you do a dance, see?
Yo, you feeling like a fashion plate? Well, you wanna be looking and feeling great? You know their products with natural fibers. Get it for you and you feel so wiser.
Got a line and you know it's silver. Everybody wants it, so shiny. Silver underwear and also shirts. It is the underwear that you deserve. It's antimicrobial, eliminates odor. Is there an odor? No, sir. And it's also more, because you know that it's shipped right to your door.
If you don't like the first pair, well, you know that is no big deal. You can keep it. They'll still refund you. Yo, that's like a legal steal.
Right?
No questions asked.
No
not a single question asked. You can keep that underwear on your firm butt.
Go to MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off the first time you buy it. Use the promo code OFFBOOK. You're gonna love the guarantee if you try it. Yeah, MackWeldon. Thank you for supporting this podcast and putting that fine, fine underwear on our fine, fine butts!
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
So much for coming.
Thank you. It's
guys,
so good to see you.
So good. Welcome to our home. Our home, of course, is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. I'm one of your hosts.
Oh my gosh, that's Zach Reno.
Oh my God, that's Jess McKenna.
Oh, here we are.
Oh wait, here's
Scott.
The incomparable Scott Passarella,
here
King
he
of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
There he goes.
On the keys.
Boy, oh boy. What a dream to be alive. Zach.
Jess.
We're here. But we have a guest.
Once again, nailing it.
We continue with the format we chose.
This streak is nuts. I guess every week.
Guys, please put your ears together. Keep your hands on the wheel. I just continue to assume you are always driving when you listen to this. But I know that's not always the case, but you know her from Bajillion Dollar Properties. You know her from being a favorite Earwolf guest. Please welcome the incredible Tawny Newsome.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Whose favorite am I?
I think
the
favorite,
listening
the
public.
The public. Oh, okay, cool.
The clamoring public.
Okay, cool. Not like you guys, though.
Well, I mean,
We have found as the parents to everyone, we can't pick favorites.
I like that.
Yeah. But everyone knows that there are
everyone,
favorites.
Everyone.
Okay. I'll just kind of, in my head, I'll just be like, I think I know that I'm a favorite.
That is correct.
Yeah. Just like know you're on like a short list and like, you know.
Do you have siblings?
No, never.
So you're the favorite.
I better be.
Yeah.
And my parents are divorced, so who else do they love?
I don't know. Themselves?
Oh my gosh. You are truly you have to carry a lot of love.
I basically am like the president of my childhood house. Like,
yeah.
I should have been like the queen, but I kind of wasn't. My dad loves himself probably more.
It's hard being a parent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know? Are you a parent?
I don't, but I can only assume like the idea of Because I feel like we're going to get real here.
Get into it, Zach.
When you have a kid, you have to be prepared to like a human being creature more than yourself in all situations at all times, at least for the very beginning of their life up through. Because they're here because you were like, I'm going to bring you here.
I want this.
Yeah. I'm going to summon you.
I'm going to summon you
from the place that you are.
From the maternal void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is super interesting. And, but I think also, like, can't we, like, zoom out on this? Because isn't loving yourself a good way to make sure you're a good person to take care of someone?
Mm. I think, yeah. I'm not saying, yeah. I think for sure you have to be happy.
Let me just zoom out on that.
Let's zoom out. And can we zoom out a little farther?
Yeah.
Mountains are big.
Yeah. Can we zoom out, like, a little further?
Yeah.
Whoa, we're just a little marble.
Whoa. Just floating around on this dust ball, circling that big fireball.
Big
ball.
Dusty circle.
Yeah.
Scott, he's
all in on dusty circle.
We cut to the deck of the International Space Station, where people from all around the world are working to explore the mysteries and vastness of space.
When they said it, I didn't know it would be true. Look out into space and see a marble that is blue. When they said it, I didn't know it would be true. But from way up here, we're just a little marble that's blue.
People from all over the world, working together with the nation's flags unfurled, trying to solve the mysteries. They are the best at it. But being in space gives crazy perspective.
Up in space, I've brought these cadets. They'll lay their heads down, but they won't get rest. They'll look out into the black, and they'll dream a dream. And one day, maybe they'll know exactly what I mean when I say it's hard up here.
It's hard up here.
Oh, that's right, it's not easy to be a space captain.
No, it's hard up here.
Hard up here.
That's the one thing that is clear.
Have you ever tried to brush your teeth when there's no gravity?
Every day.
The toothpaste and the brush keep floating around. Have you ever tried to work out and do some crazy reps when your muscles don't stay on the ground?
It's hard up here.
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 It's hard up here. That's the one thing.
The one thing. Esmeralda.
Yeah?
My dear.
I'm sorry, Captain. I wasn't crying.
You're weeping all over your polyester space uniform.
I'm sorry. My tears are floating up.
Captain, I also wasn't crying.
I know you weren't crying, Joffrey.
Thank you.
You never cry. I'm starting to worry.
I don't know what sadness feels like. As you were, I'm not the captain. You say that. Doo-doo.
Ever since I made Joffrey my lieutenant, he's, been exhibiting some strange behavior. Have you noticed, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I have, honestly. But I guess, like, I've noticed a lot of strange behavior from everyone. I think, being so far from home really does strange things to people.
So you've noticed other strange behaviors. Tell me what it is. Let me get my Moleskine notebook.
I don't know. Just, like, well, I feel like Duncan in maintenance, he has a kind of a shorter fuse than when we were training on the ground.
Aha, a quick temper, you say.
Yeah, and Podrick.
Ooh, tell me about Podrick. Scribble, 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 scribble.
Podrick, I think, like, he used to be really outgoing, and now I think he's become more pensive.
Ooh, okay, a deep thinker, deep in thought. Scribble, scribble.
And Cassiopeia, well, she's kind of the same, but she's always been sort of...
pointy.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you something.
Yeah?
Cassiopeia and Podrick, they're not who you think they are.
What do you mean? The cadets I came up with in training and on the shuttle and have worked with for 6 weeks here on the space station, they're not the people I thought?
Well, I mean, they might be the people that I thought they were. Look, what I'm saying is that they used to date, and they aren't exactly transparent with that.
Oh?
So if you're seeing some weird behavior from them,
I don't want to tell tales out of school. Okay, girlfriend, I am your captain.
I know, captain. Thank you for kind of like entrusting me with this.
No problem. Everyone needs a little space gossip.
Are we talking about space gossip?
Are we talking about space gossip?
We sure are.
It's gossip. It's gossip. It's gossip. Up in space. It's gossip. It's gossip. It's gossip. Up in space. It's gossip. It's gossip. It's gossip. Up in space.
It's gossip. Up in space.
I saw Duncan down in the decks, the below decks, making a wreck of the air conditioning unit. He just had a wrench and started to through it.
I saw Patrick crying by a window.
Oh, no.
Singing songs, and then so he shot up when he saw me walking by.
Oh, one time I was in the holding cell. I will never tell why.
Never tell why.
I saw something I probably shouldn't have. It was Podrick, and he was with Cassiopeia, and she was making a sign like she wasn't near anything cold because she was overheating.
She's a robot?
Yeah.
It's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip in space.
And I heard Claire, she doesn't even like the pudding that she requested specially.
What?
And I heard that Virginia isn't a state anymore, and it's plain to see.
And I heard the Russian delegation that's up here with us all isn't actually doing any science.
What?
They're just playing space kickball because it's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip, it's gossip, it's gossip in space. It's gossip in space.
Space gossip?
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir, will you please hand me the space kickball?
Yes, first I kick to you, and up, Katerina, coming your way.
Oh boy, this is hard game. Not sure I should be exerting myself after surgery.
Listen,
he had last week.
Everyone come close.
Oh, secrets.
Now I know that we are, yes, this is time for secrets.
Oh, everybody, put up your shoulders in a funny move.
Yes, everyone, we're about to tell secrets, tell secrets in space. Okay, now listen, we tell them right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we have to keep playing this kickball game in space.
Oh, but I'm hot and dusty.
No. We are training very much like a reverse Dragon Ball Z. We go to a planet.
Vladimir, please,
yes,
use different metaphor. We have begged you for years.
No,
we've
will explain in the way of Dragon Ball Z.
But Vladimir, we've been on this space station for so many years, we don't see the TV.
Okay, I will tell you in a different way.
Thank you.
A man is on the ground, and the man has a long tail. He's not a monkey man, he's just a normal male. His name is Goku,
is this
from Dragon Ball Z? And he goes to a tiny little planet with much more gravity. Listen, it doesn't really matter if you've never seen the show, cause the concept is pretty simple. He trains on the planet with a lot more gravity so that he will not be a wimple. And just by walking around, it's like he's moving weights, cause the planet's very small and the gravity is great. And that is the beginning of Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Also, there are Dragon Balls, and when you get enough, you get a wish.
Oh, okay.
And also, there's an old man who lives on an island with a sexy lady.
Okay.
And also, it takes just a very long time for plots to be resolved.
Great.
And villains become friends, and then friends become villains. And also, there's a robot. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Is this show for you and me?
I wish I could Hadouken myself.
That is from Street Fighter. That is
shit.
Very good.
Would
it be better if I used a Street Fighter?
No.
How do I get the very cute little yellow one who looks like a tiny cat, but he has a kind of zigzag tail, and I love him very much.
Oh, yes. You have to catch them all.
Ah, yes.
You have to.
I will tell it in a way that you will understand. They will be Pokemon. It will be so very grand. All 150 from the versions red and blue. That is fact that I will tell straight from me to you. See, you are like a Pidgey. It's a little tiny bird, and two of all that Pidgey, it will be some absurd. We must level 16. That is what we've got. At which point Pidgey turns into Pidgeot. No, that's wrong. That's 24. Or maybe 32. There's evolution in the middle. It is from me to you. Let me think for a matter. Pidgey, yes. Pidgeotto is in the middle. Okay, so you are the Pidgey, then you turn to Pidgeotto, and then end Pidgeot, and then that's the motto. We started at the bottom, now we're here. Russians playing kickball, Dragon Ball Z. So do you understand the plan?
Yes, we get to Pidgey Yao, and then I get the very beautiful yellow cat.
Yes.
And I have the reverse gravity, and it gives me the cool high hair like in Dragon Ball Z.
Very good. Yes. We will get over 9,000 when we get the tiny little yellow cat we love so very, very much.
That sounds great. And then
we'll Hadouken everyone.
We'll Hadouken everybody, and then Captain Planet will show up, and we'll be the kings and queens of the space
that
station.
That is the plan. We're going to keep it very, very secret.
Oh, yes, it is. It is a secret. A secret. A secret.
A secret.
A secret in space.
Cause you appear. It's just like, just, you won't even look at me.
It's just like we had a past and like it's in the past.
Just do me a favor.
Yeah, I guess.
Just say my name.
Hadron.
I love the way you say it.
Hadron.
I love the way you say it. Love the way you say it. Gosh, Cassiopeia, I don't even know how I can focus on space and finding all the dust particles we need to understand the origin of the universe when you're here tearing me apart.
Well, you better figure it out because, like, this ship has sailed, proverbially.
Cassiopeia, how can you forget about all the things we shared?
I have to. It tears me apart inside. If I just sat here thinking about all the magic we had rolling around in this Milky Way, I would fall apart.
Maybe I could put you back together.
Well, like a robot? I'm not a robot. Why would you say that?
I could put you back together limb by limb. Let us get back to the place. Let us begin again. I know what you're thinking and I know what you will say. Can we just remember how we rolled about in the Milky Way? I know you're not a robot.
Yo.
I know you're not a robot. And I know that love like ours, it's hard to got.
I mean, kind of.
And I know you're not a robot.
Podrick, a long time ago, when we were in the park, I guess I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel a spark. But when you picked up my hand and held it close, I knew we would be together for like a week at most.
I know.
Initiating.
Cassiopeia going on the fritz again.
Initiating.
Duncan, you gotta help me out.
Initiating.
She's getting, you know, must be your time of the month or something.
Oh, Podrick, can I talk to you for a wee second?
Yeah.
You can't be saying that about ladies when they do something you don't like.
I need a robot tampon. Someone get me.
Never mind, you are right. She needs a robot tampon. Hold on. I've got one right here in my bag.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
Duncan, Cassiopeia, are you a flippin' robot?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
What? What do you mean?
in. No way, we've been on love for weeks.
Confirmed. I am robot.
Hold on, let me just... Cassiopeia, I'm going to open up the panel on your back real quick here.
Please do.
Let me just get the normal voice talking mode back on. It just seems to have overheated here.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for getting my normal voice back.
It was a pleasure to do it, Cassiopeia.
Yeah, I just like felt super unrealistic and now I feel way more human. Thank you.
Wait, Cassiopeia.
What's up, Pondrick?
You're a robot and you never told me?
Look, Pondrick, there's some things a lady keeps to herself.
Everyone, stop what you're doing. Captain Stark wants to see us all on the bridge.
Joffrey?
Yeah?
Come here real quick.
Okay.
Closer.
Mm-hmm.
Closer.
Mm-hmm.
Closer.
I'm nose to nose?
Nose to nose.
Okay.
Don't ever interrupt me when I'm trying to talk to my lady again. Do not ever interrupt me.
Whoa. I'm having a hard time reading your social cues right now. Why are we whispering it?
Because I don't want my lady to know that I'm upset.
Okay.
And I need you to know. You can't just like shenay into rooms and interrupt moments where people are finding out that their one true loves are robots.
Patrick.
Yeah.
I want you to come real close to me.
Nose to nose?
Do you know what a lieutenant is? Do you understand what that means in the ranking order of this ship?
If you ever
tell me that I can't shenay where I want to shenay again, I'm going to spend every waking moment on this ship ignoring my research and just shenay in and out of rooms where you are.
Joffrey.
Closer? Should I get closer?
Closer.
Okay. Nose to nose?
Do you need to remember that I was the one who first found the God particle when we were on planet XYR. Okay? So, like, just know that I'm the hot shot on this ship. And the captain feels the same. And your days are numbered.
Shanae away!
Everyone's days are numbered. Cadets,
the captain!
Lieutenant, Duncan, Podrick,
oi.
Cassiopeia, several Russians.
Yes, we are here, not doing nothing bad. Yes, we are just kicking this ball around and trying to
find... training for any tiny yellow cats who will become our best friends.
We are not searching for thunderstones to evolve small cats into slightly big browner kits.
Heart, wind, water, etc. Not doing that.
Not doing that. Just Russians who are here. Well, fine then. Shut up. The captain's talking.
Thank you, Joffrey. Look, everyone.
You're welcome!
Okay, that it went too far. Remember we talked about how when I validate you, that should be enough.
It is.
And you don't have to tag it.
Right.
Okay.
I admit my timing is not right.
It's okay. We're going to work on it. We have a lot of time up here in space, which brings me to my announcement.
Thank you!
I did it again. Okay, yeah, you did it. Yeah. But it was going to be a good segue, but then you kind of fucked it.
Brings it to your announcement.
Thank you. This brings me to my announcement.
Jeffrey.
Okay.
Got it.
We're going to be stuck up here for a while, guys.
Hooray! Everyone clap! Wait, was that a good thing?
Oh, wow. Actually, no, that worked. I expected tears and screaming and a lot of why and beating of chests, but...
Captain!
Yes.
Why?
Captain, why?
Oh, Esmeralda.
I'm sorry, you guys. I just really miss home.
You do, huh?
Yeah, why do we have to be up here so long?
You must have a family or something.
I do, yeah.
I don't.
Captain!
Those pictures in my quarters... I cut them all out of Life magazine.
Yeah.
I can tell some of them don't look remotely like you.
And some of them are watermarked Getty images.
Some of them are also watercolor. They came from Highlights magazine.
One of them's Kurt Russell.
He's my dad, actually. Oh. That one's real.
Congratulations.
So you do have family.
Thank you so much. No, he disowned me.
Oh, no.
Look. Where I come from, back on Earth, it's hard.
It's hard.
No one wanted me playing outside in the yard.
In the yard.
In the captain's yard.
When I was a kid, I was pushed around. And I was pushed right into the ground. I wasn't allowed to make any friends. And that really hurt me in the end. So I'm staying up here and I'm taking you with me. And it's not very much of a mystery. I was shunned and I don't want to go back to where they hate me.
So you are kidnapping a family.
Hell
you
yeah.
are kidnapping a family. There's no other mission for us to see. You're just kidnapping a family.
Absolutely. You're all kidnapped.
Captain, I've got to get home to the shores of Scott Ireland.
Never mind.
It's the border between Scotland and Ireland. It's where my family began.
Like the Isle of Man.
It is not
it's just a very thin line.
Oh, okay.
And that's where my whole family lives, and I was hoping to get back them sometime.
But you kidnapped
a family.
You kidnapped a family. There's no other thing for us to do. That's much we can see, but you've kidnapped a family.
Captain finally find true family by kidnapping his crew in space?
Will Esmeralda get back home? Will Duncan get back home? Will Podrick figure out that Cassiopeia is a real robot? And will the Russians get a Pikachu?
Find out when we return for Act 2 of...
Make Space for Family! The musical. Oh, spring will be busting out all over, and you gotta have cute clothes.
I do have to, but I don't. Fix this problem for me. Oh, look, it's mod cloth.
Well, they won't fix it for you, Zach. Well,
don't tell me what to wear.
You're right.
I'm gonna wear some ladies' clothes this spring.
You're right. And when you're right, you're right. And why not wear some great things that fit great? Because mod cloth has a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X, and they have mod stylists to help you find the perfect size, fit, style. Guys, they help you.
They help you. You can get some happy hues, fresh florals, and fun nautical details.
Gosh, I love fun nautical details.
Like a stork swallowing a mermaid.
Yep, that would be nautical.
Like a rope wrapped around an albatross wrapped around a mizzenmast.
That's very nautical. Guys, they got it all from cute shoes to Cardis that go with everything. I bet Cardi B... would love that, Cardi.
Yeah, Cardi B be partying in that party, Cardi. Just go to modcloth.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK15, that's OFFBOOK, the numbers 15, at checkout to get 15% off your order of $100 or more.
That's modcloth.com, promo code OFFBOOK15. Are you driven by a mission? Some people are driven by the mission for a better place to sleep for everybody.
Better place to sleep for everybody!
Lisa Mattress is driven by such a mission. In fact, for every 10 mattresses they sell, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program. They also plant one tree.
For a second, but I'm back now.
For every mattress sold and donate 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes, not to mention with patented universal adaptive feel, Lisa's designed for all types of sleepers and features three premium foam layers.
Three premium foam layers. 2-inch Avena foam top layer for cooling and breathability. 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief. And 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure, which works for sleepers of all sizes.
And now they are continuing to expand their offerings to include the Lisa pillow.
The Lisa pillow!
The blanket.
The blanket!
Foundation.
Foundation!
And frame.
And frame.
No wonder it's Forbes top 20 startups to watch.
Try Lisa Mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany online with free shipping and 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door.
Or try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
Get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. Welcome back.
Guys, we're in space, finally. Here's what's happening.
Everyone is trapped on the ship because the captain said so.
Wants a family, yeah.
And
people are dealing with it in various ways.
And there's Russians.
And that's it.
Welcome back to the second half of
Leave Space for Family. The musical.
Esmeralda, why are you crying?
Just because I know.
Esmeralda, why are you crying?
Joffrey.
Got this guy again.
I'm crying because I miss my family. I miss home. And I just heard that Virginia is no longer a state. And that's where I'm from.
Oh, no. What happened? Did they slide onto the ocean?
I think they slid into the ocean.
I heard they slid into the ocean.
Oh, shit. Virginia slid onto the ocean?
Yeah, they just slid into the ocean. And, you know, like, it was like a secession vote, and then they were like, what if we became an island? That'd be so cool. And
And so it's just like, but now they're like sliding and sliding and sliding, and people don't know if they're ever going to stop.
I mean, it's still it's just an island nation now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know, but I just hope everyone's okay. Like, I don't know how, like, the sliding works.
Sliding is dangerous. You were right to be worried.
Yeah, thank you, Joffrey.
You're welcome.
It's just, like, it's really hard to be so far away from home and, like, not know if everyone's okay.
Wow, like, and you guys just seem to have some sparks flying right now. I just wanted to point that out. You really reached some common ground about this Virginia Island thing, and I don't know. When I know love, I say I see it.
Cassiopeia, who programmed you to spot it?
Cupid himself.
What?
Yeah, the scientist who built me, his name was Dr. Cupid. And he was like a love, he was like a blogger back in Germany, and he basically like was like, I want somebody who can figure out my relationship problems, because he was really unlucky, and so he programmed me.
Oh yeah, Dr. Heinrich Cupid.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read his stuff for...
You have to. It's
like...
It's astronaut required.
Yeah. He's like really brilliant. He built you, whoa.
He was pretty great, yeah. He's dead now. I did murder him, but you know.
You murdered him?
Yeah.
Why did you murder him?
I figured that's why I was brought to this world.
Oh, he programmed you to murder him.
I guess so. I don't know.
This is getting... Joffrey.
Yeah?
Listen. I think there's a world where Cassiopeia ends up killing us all.
No.
I think that there is a place where she will watch us all fall. I don't think this guy in Germany, I don't think that he was so stupid. I don't think he would program her to kill himself. No, not Dr. Cupid.
It's a law of robotics. Robots can't hurt people. A law of robotics. Robots can't hurt people. Unless they are specifically programmed with the intent of doing evil. Robotics
can't hurt people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I totally can't hurt people. Unless I was programmed to hurt people.
Right. And you weren't programmed to hurt me, or you would have done it already, I assume.
Yeah, everyone on this ship wants to hurt you a little bit, Joffrey. No offense.
That's part of being alive. You want to hurt everyone. That's why I shenay everywhere.
Wow, you sound like you must be shenaying out of some deep inner pain.
Yes, well, I'm from Texas, too, so the state that I am from evaporated long ago. When the climate got too bad. Oh, we all remember.
It was like when Texas 1 evaporated, we were like, oh, whoa, that's crazy. It's and then nuts. When Texas 2
don't
evaporated.
Don't build it in the same place, morons. It's going to happen again.
Right.
It's like building a home in a floodplain.
Yeah.
But people do that all the time.
I know.
I heard Texas 3 is doing great up by Alaska.
Yeah, because they moved it.
Yeah. Do you miss it? Do you
wish you could? Every day.
You wish you could go to Texas 3?
Oh, sure.
I wish I could go to Virginia Island.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could just, you know, exist here being a kidnap victim.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
The fact that the captain has just decided that we're all going to stay here. This was supposed to be a 5-year mission, so I was ready to be away for a long time, but I'm not ready to be away for that long. I'm back. I had to dance around.
You really did. You did several Shanae turns all around the 10 forward.
John DeJean.
You're so talented.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
You look beautiful.
Thanks. I have to get out of here. I'm taking an escape pod and no one can stop me.
Wait, Esmeralda, the captain said she'd shoot anyone down who tried to escape.
Also, let her. That's not the way to get family. You don't kidnap people and make them love you. You just make them love you by making them love you.
Well, I think don't run from the captain. The captain, I love the captain, and I think that she's just going through some stuff. She needs you here, not in an escape pod.
All right. I can't stand to see a woman in pain. I'll help you. I know how to hack the controls because I'm part of the ship. So
Thank you.
I'll get you in that escape pod and you can get back to your Virginia Island. Do you want to go back to Texas 3, Joffrey?
No, I want to help the captain.
Okay, narc. Great.
I didn't say I was going to narc on anyone.
Look at that face.
But
you're definitely
going to
narc. Your hands are on your hips.
I'm going to narc.
Your hands are on your hips like a narc.
I'm going to tell the captain you're being naughty.
You're what in your head?
Joffrey, no!
Your neck around like a true narc.
Don't be a narc, Joffrey. You have to be more than what we think you are. We already think you're a narc loser, but rise above it.
Yeah, prove us wrong.
And also, guys,
Guys, the reason to stop me from getting in an escape pod is that we are way too far for it to enter back into Earth. You guys, why wouldn't you save my life? No one likes me.
Fuck. Stop being a narc and you shut up. I don't wanna hear you cry. You don't be a narc, cause you're not popular anymore.
What?
That's right, I've deprogrammed everybody to not like you. You thought it was a coincidence that people left when you walked in the room. No, that was my doing. I turned you into a leper. And you've been crying since last fucking November.
I think she's right, but it's crazy that she has control. Who knows what'll happen when she takes her toll.
Unplug the back of this robot.
What are you doing?
Cry till her fuse is fritz out. I can cry on her. Well, you should nay. That's the first step, Joffrey, for you and I to totally save the day. But then I'm putting you in that pot and saying bye.
Me?
Yes, that's the one and only way to stop a narking guy.
Okay, well then after we deal with this, we can fight.
Okay.
I'll be a narc in the dark, and you'll be a nerd in the light.
Dance fight.
Shanae, Ron, Dijon, Jazz, split.
Oh wait, I'm getting so dizzy.
Pirouette, pirouette, pirouette.
I'm gonna overload, I think.
Moonwalk.
Whoa.
I will
moonwalk.
Whoa, look how I can
moonwalk.
You have training, but I can feel the music.
Slowing.
Oh no, Cassiopeia! What you guys do to her?
Slowing.
Turns out your robo girlfriend was a robo. Bad girlfriend.
Turning off forever.
Joffrey, there was a time when I used to like you, I think. But then I know now that I hate you because you suck.
There was a time where you weren't so, like, male aggro aggressive all the time. I think that the robot programmed you.
Yeah, programmed me to be a badass and to be in love with her. And she's not a robot. She's my girlfriend. Watch, I'll kiss her mouth. Ow.
Don't do it. It's sparking. It's literally, there's sparks coming out.
Ow, yeah. Sparks fly when you're in love, dummy.
Listen, I know that.
Ow.
I know the captain has sequestered us all here, but this is really something that we need to talk to her about, because if this robot did these kinds of things to us, we're not safe. We don't know what's been, like, latently programmed into every person. Latently. Not latently. Latently is not a word. I'm stressed.
Psst. Hey, you guys. Do you know which way back to the Russian part of the ship?
You could just ask us. It doesn't have to be a secret.
Well, okay. It kind of has to be secret because I am running from the other Russians. So when I ask where it is, I want to go the opposite direction.
Oh, why are you running from them? That's so sad. I've always thought you guys were, like, really close.
You're always whispering together and kicking a ball through space.
Yes, okay, we were very close, okay? But then they started talking about super insider references that I have no basis for, Dragon Ball Z and whatnot, and I got intimidated. I want more inclusive friend set.
Aww.
Maybe that's you guys?
Are you sure you don't just want us to prime you with enough information about Dragon Ball Z to kind of hang with that conversation?
I mean, I guess that could help.
Can I just tell you the truth, Katarina? Anywhere you go on this ship, people are going to talk about Dragon Ball Z.
Oh boy, I am in some kind of trouble, huh?
That's okay. I think you're right, though. Your first instinct is good, to just kind of, like, expand your friend group.
Huh. I'm, like, really happy to meet you.
Especially since we are going to be trapped here for eternity, I guess.
Well, we're gonna work on that in a second. But everyone has something they nerd out about. What's yours?
I guess, like, different breeds of horses.
Wow!
Different breeds of horses? Name.
Tell us how you nerd. Tell us how you nerd. Tell us how you nerd about horses. Tell us how you nerd. Tell us how you nerd. We want to hear about it, of course.
Okay, I guess I'll start here. A is for Appaloosa, and they are pretty cool. Then you got the quarter horse, it's not the quarter pony. Quarter ponies are 14 hands, boy, aren't they lonely. Because all of their friends are taller than them. And when you're kind of a short horse, then you can't rise to the hem of your next best friend, who is a big Clydesdale. Oh, mamma mia, that guy is out of a whale. And then we've got the paints, which is really just the quarter horse with some painted coats. And then you've got the pony, which is a different breed. People think it's a baby. Oh boy, what the heel.
Tell us how you nerd. Tell us how you nerd.
Facts.
Tell us how you nerd
about horse
facts.
Okay, there's a mare.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay.
I very interesting. I mean, that's a lot of facts about horses.
I mean, it was kind of just like four or five that I said like in a longer fashion, but I do know a lot more.
I loved it.
My journal is filled with them if you guys ever want to come back and watch.
Oh, man, I've been meaning to journal. It's such a cool thing.
I can't journal.
Why not?
I have trouble sitting still.
Wait, you didn't always used to be that way, Joffrey. Remember, you used to do morning pages every day.
I do remember. It was like a zen thing where I kind of just wrote for 10 minutes every morning.
That's right.
That's good. Do your pages. You know, they say that. Do your pages every day.
Do your pages, bro.
Don't tell me what to do, Padre.
You're right, I didn't used to tell you what to do. I used to listen more, and I used to not, squint this much.
What
did she do to us,
dude? I don't know, but I think the captain might, so we should ask her.
Okay, guys, let's go see the captain.
I'm right here.
Captain!
Have you guys been feeling weird lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, me too.
We've been feeling weird lately.
And you know what? I know you already know that because she had me tell her so she could write it down in her moleskin.
I did. I wrote it down in my moleskin. I've been cataloging the behaviors of everyone on the ship.
But Captain, we think we know what was happening.
Tell me.
It was Cassiopeia. She programmed us against each other, against ourselves, against this mission. And she killed Dr. Cupid, the blogger who taught us all how to love.
Hot gravy on a biscuit. That makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it, though?
Engineering to the captain. Engineering to the captain. Captain, come in.
Yes, I'm here.
Captain, I don't know how to tell you this. Cassiopeia has integrated herself into the mainframe of the computer.
What?
She's arrested control of the entire ship.
Oh my goodness. Never before has this happened. Well, what do we do about it?
You're the captain, Captain. But listen, I guess I kind of have an idea. I don't think we're the only ones who got programmed, and I don't think the ship is the only one who got reprogrammed. I think you got reprogrammed.
What?
Captain, you're the best in your field. You're the only captain they would entrust to find the God particle out in distant space.
Yeah, you also are complaining about not having a family, but I'm not sure Kurt Russell really did abandon you. Maybe you were just programmed to think Kurt Russell abandoned you.
And this watercolor is signed Captain Stark. You painted this, and it's of you and Kurt Russell.
And you're happy.
I did. I did paint it. We do love each other. Oh, God, it's all coming back now.
How did she make you forget?
It's flooding in like memory, like clouds floating through space. I see it clearly now. There's a wormhole where all my memories went, but now they're back.
You and Kurt Russell playing catch.
Playing catch.
Me and Kurt Russell. Living our lives as father and daughter.
Teaching you how to fish. Teaching you how to dream.
Kurt Russell is my dad. Do you know what I mean?
We know what you mean.
Memories of Kurt Russell.
Memories of Kurt Russell.
Back.
So I
this means I'm getting a little misty. I guess this means Kate Hudson is my sister. Do you think I can get some workout clothing from her? Have just forgotten. Let the memories fill up your heart from the top to bottom.
Help us get back home to Kurt and Kate and also Goldie Hawn.
Out into the void of space. It's full of lots of things, but it won't my memory erase. I guess I'll always know.
You're making memories of Captain Stark. Memories of Captain Stark flooding back.
Now that we have you back, Captain, I know you're the one person who's gonna know how to stop Cassiopeia. You just have to believe in yourself.
You're right. All you have to do is pour this pot of hot coffee all over her and she'll short out forever.
Captain, sorry, I just got here from the what I miss.
You go.
No, it's your story. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean,
anyone have a memory chip?
Yeah.
Just hand it to me. Oh my God, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I know.
Anyway.
She is effervescent.
I mean, just like a picture of Dorian Gray somewhere,
you know what,
right?
I mean?
You know?
Like, I just.
Just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Love her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like mm-hmm. what I love. I can't even put into words. She has those intangibles, you know?
Sure.
Like yeah. that people who we really fall in love with that stay with us.
Yeah.
And I can't believe.
It's like some people are attractive, but some people, like, you walk in a room and every single person is staring at them.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a different level. What did I come here to say? Oh, right. You can't just pour water on the robot because she's already in the entire system of the ship. So you'd have to circuit the entire ship, which would kill us all. So we can't do that.
Wait.
Here's what we can do.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Sorry. Did you already have a plan?
No. I was going to say. Do you guys know about this little idea of Pokemon?
Well, it's very similar to what I was going to say. I was going to say, we need an isolated source of power that is very small and very electric and can release a charge. If we do it big enough and fast enough, we might be able to jolt her out of the system.
Are you looking for a bit more help?
Because we have a number 25 Pikachu that we have caught inside the ball that perhaps we could lend to
he
you.
He is our very good friend and a very cute yellow cat.
Yes, he says, meow, 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 I am Pikachu, meow.
And he perhaps could be the one solution for all of our problems.
He is unfortunately very, very tired.
So we may need to give him a second, or
a treat that a Pikachu would like.
Oh, what would a little Pikachu like?
He would like a Thunderstone to go nom 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 and make a very big Pikachu that turns into a bigger...
A Thunderstone?
Do we have one of those here?
Of course, Captain. That's where I discovered, in Planet XYR. You know, it was that piece of dust that was helping us isolate where we might find the guard particle.
It really made you the hotshot of science, Podrick, when you discovered the Thunderstone.
I told you.
It really did. Thank you, Podrick.
I was very jealous of you when you discovered that.
Hey, Joffrey.
Hey.
I've been jealous of you, of your rank. But you know what? Dude, I'm remembering you and me used to be best friends. And here's what we need to remember. A rising tide floats all boats.
It does float all the boats. Come closer.
This close?
Closer.
this close?
I should tell you something.
I should tell you something, too.
I should tell you, I should tell you.
I should tell, you. I'm sorry that I forgot the truth.
I'm sorry I forgot the truth, too.
We used to be dance partners, you and I.
We used to be dance partners, you and I.
We used to be the one special guy.
We used to be the apple of my eye.
We would foxtrot and we would part a beret.
That robot made you briefly forget that you were gay.
I'm sorry about that. And I'm sorry she also made me a big heteronormative jerk.
Hey.
And I'm sorry that I hid our love. It's hard to have love also where you were.
And I am sorry I was an assuming kind of guy. You could be in love in the robot too. There's no saying that you're not bi.
We like kissing without tongue.
We like kissing without tongue. Lips are great and tongue is dumb. We like kissing without tongue.
That's just a little gossip space. Space gossip for you guys.
Oh, I love space gossip.
Should we really be doing this right now? I mean, it's beautiful, but we've got to take care of that robot. That is our duty, let's be dutiful.
Yes, I agree. Also, I need a function here because my friends, they left me. They found their Pikachu and they don't need me anymore.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You think we just replace you with Yellow Cat?
We're
so sorry.
We are so sorry.
How could you feel like that?
Well, when you were talking about Dragon Ball Z and I didn't know anything, I had to run away to people who made my heart sing.
Well, we want to talk to you on your level. To not do so would be absurd. If you're a different kind of nerd, we can respect that.
It's like you were a lovely Mustang horse.
Yes.
We were trying to break your spirit, but we shouldn't do that, of course.
A stallion must run free and be who a stallion is meant to be. Also, we like Appaloosas and Clydesdales.
Oh my goodness, you wanted to make me a gelding, but I still had my nuts.
Horse facts.
I wasn't a barn mare because that would just be nuts.
Horse facts.
I once was a young colt when I was a little boy. And when I grew up, I was excited to find a new toy. That's you, my friend.
Pikachu is evolving!
Look at him go!
And I will sit in my captain's chair. From Jean-Luc Picard, I'll take a page. When I sit back, I don't know what's going on, but I'll still shout, engage!
Raichu! Some sort of holographic message left from Cassiopeia.
What is it?
It's a sort of
Okay. Well, how do I describe this? You've seen Star Wars?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, we get that part. Okay. Yeah. I think, we'll just press press play.
Beep. Zoop. Yeah, hello. My name is Dr. Cupid.
Dr. Cupid! Dr. Cupid! Dr. Cupid!
I made a robot, but that was my folly. See, I was all alone in Beta Germany. I was just me. I did not have a family. So I made Cassiopeia to be, to force her to stay with me. And that was wrong. You can't force a family. I think I knew it all along. I'm recording this message as I die.
Oh gosh.
Learn from my German Cupid eyes to let your family arrow fly. Don't make someone a thing they're not.
Okay.
Just listen. Listen with all you've got. I'm dead.
Okay, he said he was dead, so I think now we know.
I don't trust this one.
And now it's over. Okay.
Great.
Captain, I think I owe you an apology.
For what?
I was so focused on getting back home to my family there that I didn't realize that I was expanding my family here. You know, we have the family you're born with, but also the family you choose. And you were trying to choose us, and we were saying no.
Yeah. You know what, Captain?
Yeah.
I choose you.
And I choose you.
And I choose
you, Joffrey.
And I choose you, Podrick. And we choose you, formerly Pikachu, now Raichu.
Raichu!
I choose you as well. Thank you for talking horse with me.
And I choose all of you. It's me, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, oh, Hachimachi. You are timeless, my lady. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And I choose you too. It's me, Kate Hudson.
She came with me.
Leggings for all.
I choose you. It's me, Kurt Russell.
Oh my goodness, my family. They're all so beautiful and Caucasian.
We've been here, stowing away on this pod all along.
We love you, sis.
I love you, daughter.
We love you.
Wow. I guess this family really is all chosen together.
Do we have enough room on this space station to have 3 more people? It seems like we might have to make space for family. Make space for family.
I can tell you, as Goldie Hawn, the greatest thing to explore is family. It's not the great beyond. And I can tell you, as me, the girl who cries all the time,
Esmeralda.
All we have to do is squeeze together. It'll be sublime. I'll sleep in an escape pod.
I can tell you, you want to run away. But if you find a love towards that love, you should Shanae.
And I can tell you, as your Captain Stark, the only time the light turns out is when you don't have family, you're in the dark.
Let's make space
for family.
That was Make Space for Family, the musical. We'll be right back after this. When it comes to bra shopping, mm-hmm. it's all about finding the right fit for you.
I've heard that's true.
And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes.
third love.
But are they, what are they basing these measurements off of? Some sort of digital women? Some women that aren't unreal?
No, Zach. They're using thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great.
Well, I was under the impression that most old school bra companies carry in 15 sizes and that's it, and that's all there ever should be.
Well, how about this, Zach? What about 60 sizes?
That's four times more!
Including half cups. Never heard of half cups? That's because no one else does it, Zach. Third love, revolutionizing the game. We have half sizes for shoes. Why not bras? Guys, we know that boobs are way more different sizes and shapes than just 15.
There's all kinds of boobs.
Have you ever walked on a nude beach? I have. Yeah. And my takeaway was, man, boobs are different.
Man, boobs be different. There's at least 60 kinds, and I would say there's more, but there's certainly more than 15.
That's right. Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Guys, I tried Third Love, and guess what? They told me I was a different cup size than I thought I was my whole life.
Same thing happened to my wife.
And it revolutionized the game. I'm wearing the bra right now. It is so comfortable. The straps don't slip. You know that strap slippage is a big issue. Right, Zach?
You're always complaining about it, and since today, you haven't complained about it once.
That's right. My life has been changed. Thank you, guys. To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes like 60 seconds, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home without having that awkward fitting room experience ever again. So try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. Wait, am I wearing a bra right now?
I don't know, and it's none of my business, quite frankly.
You're right. I am. I felt its well-secured straps on my shoulders. And if you don't agree, you can return or exchange, and it's always easy and free.
This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras.
Go to thirdlove.com/offbook now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/offbook.
thirdlove.com/offbook.
Am I wearing a bra? I am.
Wow. Welcome,
Tawny. Hi. That was so great.
So funny.
Oh, you guys are so great. It's so fun to play with you. It's like being in a warm bath.
You are incredible. I've never done a show of any kind with you before. This was such a treat.
What? Then why do I know you?
Because you played the Cardinal Redbird show.
Yes. And you.
And we have. So we have met.
But we were all in the green room, but.
Correct.
Did not act together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are delightful.
Oh, my gosh. What a mutual feeling this is.
Oh, it's a great
show. You're so great.
What a warm bath of delight.
We're going to do a segment at the end.
Yeah, we do those. And this one's called Deep Cut.
Deep Cut.
So I'm going to read you three obscure musical titles. Hopefully you haven't heard of any of them. But you're going to pick one. And then I'm going to give you three song titles. And we're going to sing what we think that song is.
Love it.
So your choices are The Race of Urga, Pump Boys and Dinettes, High Button Shoes.
You did very well this time.
Thank you.
Is it crazy that I know two of three of those?
Whoa, which ones do you know?
I know
you
the can, last
you
know, two. I know
High Button
and
Shoes
Dinos
and Pump Boys and Dinos.
I've never heard of The Race of Urga.
Great.
Great.
How is Urga spelled?
U-R-G-A.
Hell yeah.
Urga.
Urga. Great.
And I don't know if that's a race of, like we're talking like a collection of people or if it's like a foot race or
I have a guess, but let's hear the song titles from that, which is it by default because it's the one you haven't heard of.
Right. What if I know all the song titles from it?
If you haven't heard, you haven't heard of the musical, but you do know all
I'm
of
like,
the track list?
Oh, that's what Glib and Fancy's from.
Wow. Wow, I'm very impressed. Okay, they are. Get Your Ass in There, The Suspicion Song, In 7 Days Flat.
Get Your Ass in There.
Get Your Ass in There. Well, my theory on what this thing was right out the window.
Which is what?
I assumed The Race of Urga was like a Lord of the Rings style, like, and we must fight against The Race of Urga.
And we don't know that it isn't.
I mean, what's the song called?
Get Your Ass in There.
Okay.
Trollinell, there are orcs at our back, and we have nowhere else to go. You are the one who can lead us to the promised land, and now you must go. You got to get your ass in there. Get your ass to the front of the line. It's the only way that we can dare.
It's time for a battle. A battle of myth and magic. I will use my scepter that full of bats and is tragic. Because when it hits you, it turns you into a tiny square. It's time for the entire army to get our ass in there.
having a problem deep inside my house. That's right, it's just me and my friend Jim the Mouse.
Hey!
I have a problem, it's just something that I can't. I just can't seem to get my butt in these small parts. Get your ass in there.
Donkey's at it again. He's been running around with the pumpkin, and he won't go back in the pen. Someone's gotta put a rope around that mule and put him back where he's supposed to be, so I can go back to school and get that ass in there. Get that ass. To stare, get that giraffe, that giraffe in there.
I'm Jim.
Jim the Mouse. Tawny
Newsome.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod. Where can the people
find you? Trondy Newman on Instagram and Twitter. Those are my things.
Hell
guys,
yeah.
What a delight. Please.
You
gotta love her.
Thanks,
you gotta love her. If you don't, you gotta. Too bad.
I hear she's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's favorite child.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think that's true. Just because, I feel it in my heart.
Yeah.
Guys, we have a show on the 28th in San Francisco that there may still be tickets for still.
At this point, there are. It's sffsketchfest.com is where you can get tickets for those. We would love to see you. It's 8 o'clock.
If not, we'll see you some other time, guys. It's going to be cool. It's going to be great.
And we'll see you all in your ears next week.
And you know, like they always say, bottles on bottles, more like throttles on throttles.
And if you got throttles on bottles, your name is...
Goldie. Yep.
Guys, thank you again to Mac Weldon coming through, supporting Off Book.
Gotta thank them. That show happened because they gave us their support.
Yeah, you guys, and if you want to support them, you know they've got that smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping experience. Mac Weldon underwear is definitely better than what you're currently wearing. Like, dudes, you haven't thought about your underwear in a long time, and I get that. You're a dude. It's not like a thing you think about. You have things to do. Trust me. You don't know what you're missing, so just get on it.
Just get on it. Let it get on you.
Let it get on you. They even have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. All that, it ships right to your door. You've heard us say it before. I'm a true believer. Anytime I'm getting on a plane or whatever, I'm I'm going to put on this underwear because it's going to make the plane better. And anytime in life, I'm going to put it on because it's going to make life better.
Oh, that's so great.
Go to macweldon.com and get 20% off your purchase using the promo code OFFBOOK.
Let it get on you.
Let it get on you.
Hey there, folks. Do you like comedians from SNL, UCB, The Onion, and The Tonight Show? Are you curious about how germs control your brain or how human history is a big series of pranks? Well, hear that and more on The Cracked Podcast. That's right, Cracked.com is also a podcast hosted by me, Alex Schmidt, with guests who are comedians, novelists, scientists, live UCB audiences, and more. Every week we explore why life is fundamentally more interesting than you think it is, and we'd love to have you along for the ride. Search The Cracked Podcast on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to get free, awesome, fun stuff that you'll like.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.